Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samuels.
Charlotte looked at the calendar and said, "You're supposed to be away." I had to think, but yes. Last year I had organised to attend a camp with the Sea Cadets and a church meeting in Latvia. In fact, there has been a lot of that this year, as the list of things planned that have been cancelled or significantly changed grows. 2020 might come to be described as the year when so much changed and so much didn't happen. Holidays, family get-togethers, work conferences, university, weddings, those anniversary birthdays, and more. They're all different now. The inability to see family members, particularly those separated by a generation or two, has been draining and hard. Peering into the future often seems to suggest more of the same, and there can be a sadness, even a grief. When will this end? Occasionally I hear that question asked as, where will it all end? The time question I have no answer. I think most people say something like, when there is a vaccine. The where question is another matter altogether. That one I can answer with the message the Christian Church has about the last things or end times. Teachings on eschatology are not unique to Christians. Everyone has a view about how we end. Personally, socially, planetary-wise, the solar system, even the universe. Such endings are full stops to sentences that describe living, and often point to a meaning and purpose. Classical Christian teachings in this area, and disputes, revolve around death, resurrection, judgment, and how to understand time, now, and when there is no clock. But all this peering into the future can seem fanciful and theoretical. We won't know until we get there, so to speak. Maybe that is why there are so many theories around. What we need is a link today with that future then. For Christians, that link is found in the person of Jesus, the first and the last, and how his death has destroyed death's power. It is by peering into the face of Jesus now, so to speak, that the future is no longer uneasy and speculative, but certain and calm. In the storms now, and when peering into the future, we all want security, shelter, and help. That is only in Jesus. And the points where we encounter him emphasize his death to us and for us. And it is his death that defeats death and makes our life eternal. His death removes the sting of death, and instead of judgment, death is a doorway to seeing what we believe. At baptism, we are joined to Jesus' death and resurrection. At Holy Communion, we proclaim Jesus' death until he comes. And God's word is forever judging us, and rightly so, law, and forgiving us by God's grace, gospel. This all happens looking at Jesus, so that when we turn to the future, we can have a confidence about it, whatever happens. That's the power of Christian hope. It is faith looking to the future. It is not wishful thinking or delusional dreaming. It is a recognition that, as we are not alone now, so we will never be alone then, for Christ is with us. For sure, we may not like the now or aspects of the now. It may even seem apocalyptic. We might chafe, be sad, and grieve now. But these times do not define us. Jesus and his word do that, and give us the insight and strength to face the now, trusting that God is bringing good out of the day, the moment, the situation. And if he is doing that now, why won't he do that in the future? Of course God will. That's why looking to Jesus is the best way to be and to live. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for loving us and making us yours through your Son. Teach us to live as your people and to show in our deeds what we profess by our faith. When we look to the future, give us the security of hope that is always centered on Jesus and his presence with us at all times. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.